You're tuned to The Record. I'm Steve Scheer.
I'm Marcy Silman. Last week, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's committee made its recommendation on how to raise the city's minimum wage. If the city council says yes, a small business would have 7 years to bump all workers up to $15 an hour. Large businesses, defined as more than 500 workers, would need to get there sooner, by 2017 or as late as 2018 if they offer certain benefits like health care. Tom Douglas is a James Beard Award-winning chef and co-owner of 14 restaurants in the Seattle area. He currently employs about 800 people. He told David Hyde his biggest concern with the proposed wage hike is tips. Under the current proposal, tips will not count as credit toward wages after the initial phase-in period ends.
Well, I have two sides of my feelings on this. I have been a champion for a higher, more livable wage, and I say more livable because, I don't know about you, but 15 is barely livable for a family of four. So I've been a champion for that for a long time, and I'm all for it. I'm just also a champion for a reasonable approach to tipping in America, and this, you know, and how business is done in our industry in America. And so to just shove that aside and have no tip credit for that part of the wages, I find as unnecessary menu inflation.
Break that down for me. Let's say you've got a wait person currently at the Dahlia Lounge or one of your other restaurants. What are they making now? What would they make under the $15 an hour floor?
Well, I have everything from pizzerias to Dahlia is probably my highest end restaurant. And I would say they average $25 an hour, if not, you know, including minimum wage, probably more than that.
So they're making currently well over the $15 an hour.
Right. They make anywhere from $25 to $45 an hour is my guess.
And what do you think the council should do differently?
As long as we can all agree, and I think that most of us do, especially the business people I've talked to, that $15 isn't a bad goal as long as it's phased in over a time period. But it's not a bad goal. It's a lofty, admirable goal. I think if we could just come to some sort of agreement that we would guarantee as employers that they would not make less than the $15. So we're just guaranteeing. Let's just say it's been a bad week and tips are really crappy and they've made only $13 an hour. Us as employers would have to pay the difference between the $13 and the $15. So it was guaranteeing a minimum wage of $15 for everyone, including tips for the tip positions, is what I think that we should do.
How much do you think it's going to cost consumers, restaurant goers?
Our figures are showing that it's going to cost the consumer about 20% more to dine out. And then, of course, it's a tax boom for the city. If indeed they're correct, and this does not change revenue across the board, everything's going to be more expensive. So, of course, your 10% sales tax is going to go on top of all of that. On top of that, in our city, the law is that if you have a service charge on the menu, which is something that we would move towards, that's taxable, so they get taxes now on all tips. It's just sales tax heaven.
Well, let me just finally ask you, you're an influential person in this town. Seattle City Council still has to consider this. What do you want them to do? Are you going to be talking to council behind the scenes?
Well, I've already talked to most of the council and certainly the mayor. I personally hope that the council lets the people decide. If the council doesn't like the mayor's proposal and, you know, blah, 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 however this goes down, there's going to be four or five measures on the ballot in the fall. It's not just going to be 15 now. And frankly, if 15 now doesn't come around, I think they're going to get defeated at the ballot because there's going to be too many measures to get a majority. So they either have to make some sort of compromise or let's take it to the ballot.
You think there's any chance the council is going to do that?
Yeah, no, I don't know. We got a crazy city out here. There's a reason they call us the Left Coast. it's hard to believe sometimes what these guys do. Last year it was paid time off, which was, you know, just a mandated, okay, here's nine new paid days off for a year per employee. They are not shy. They are very much beholden to labor. Labor has offices in City Hall. It's just that kind of town. So, and frankly, there's no one more beholden to labor than me. But I'm talking about the people day in and day out who come and do this job. The restaurant business is built on the backs of many, many workers. And while we don't have a lot of margin, we certainly have a lot of workers. And it's why I come to work every day. So it's we love that. It's just that we want it to be a fair system.
Seattle chef and restaurateur Tom Douglas spoke with our colleague David Hyde. With Steve Scheer, I'm Marcy Silman.